COVID-19 management in Africa, a comprehensive overview. The COVID-19 pandemic has posed unprecedented challenges to healthcare systems worldwide, and Africa has been no exception. However, the continent's response to the pandemic has revealed unique strategies and adaptations that have shaped its management of the crisis. This overview examines the coordination, response measures, challenges, and future directions for COVID-19 management in Africa, drawing on insights from various studies and reports. Historical context and initial response. The first confirmed case of COVID-19 in Africa was reported on February 14, 2020 in Egypt. Following this, the World Health Organization activated a regional incident management support team to coordinate the public health response across the continent. African governments quickly implemented a range of public health measures, including travel restrictions, lockdowns, and social distancing protocols to mitigate the spread of the virus. These measures were informed by lessons learned from previous epidemics, such as Ebola, which had underscored the importance of rapid response and community engagement in controlling infectious diseases. Coordination and Management Framework. The World Health Organization's Regional Office for Africa has played a pivotal role in coordinating the COVID-19 response. The organization established a three-level incident management support team to enhance planning, implementation, supervision, and monitoring of response efforts. This framework facilitated collaboration among member states, health organizations, and other stakeholders to ensure a unified approach to managing the pandemic. Additionally, the World Health Organization provided technical guidance and support for testing, contact tracing, and vaccination campaigns, which were essential components of the response strategy. Vaccination efforts and challenges. As vaccines became available, Africa faced significant challenges in securing doses and ensuring equitable distribution. Despite initial concerns about the continent's capacity to manage the pandemic, vaccination campaigns were launched with varying degrees of success across different countries. The African Union and African Vaccine Acquisition Trust, AVAT, were instrumental in negotiating vaccine purchases and facilitating distribution. However, vaccine hesitancy, logistical challenges, and inequities in access remain significant barriers to achieving widespread immunization. By mid 2021, Africa had made strides in its vaccination efforts, but the continent still lagged behind other regions in terms of vaccination rates. Factors contributing to this disparity included limited manufacturing capacity, reliance on global supply chain, and the need for robust healthcare infrastructure to support vaccination campaigns. The World Health Organization emphasized the importance of increasing local vaccine production capabilities to enhance self-sufficiency and resilience in future health crises. Compliance with management protocols. Compliance with COVID-19 management protocols has been a critical factor in the effectiveness of the response. A study examining factors influencing compliance in sub-Saharan Africa found that demographic factors, institutional measures, and country-specific characteristics significantly impacted adherence to preventive strategies. Gender differences in compliance behaviors were also noted, with females exhibiting different patterns of adherence compared to males in specific contexts, such as hygiene practices and social distancing. Despite the rising trend of COVID-19 cases, there has been a noticeable tendency towards complacency regarding strict adherence to management protocols. This complacency underscores the need for ongoing public health education and community engagement to reinforce the importance of preventive measures. Public health impact and economic consequences. The COVID-19 pandemic had profound public health and economic implications for Africa. While the continent initially experienced lower infection rates compared to other regions, subsequent waves driven by new variants led to increased case numbers and mortality. The World Health Organization reported that over 242 million lives had been lost due to the virus, with the pandemic pushing millions into extreme poverty and exacerbating existing health disparities. The economic impact of the pandemic has been severe, with estimates suggesting that Africa lost approximately $13.8 billion in gross domestic product for every month of delayed containment measures. The pandemic also highlighted the vulnerabilities of healthcare systems and the need for investment in public health infrastructure to enhance resilience against future health crises. Lessons learned on future directions. As the pandemic continues to evolve, Africa must rethink its approach to managing COVID-19 and future pandemics. The experience gained during the crisis emphasized the importance of strengthening healthcare systems, enhancing local vaccine production capabilities, and fostering research and innovation in public health. There is a pressing need for African countries to lead their own efforts in vaccine development and public health research, reducing reliance on external sources. Moreover, the pandemic has underscored the significance of community engagement and trust in public health initiatives. Building strong relationships between health authorities and communities is essential for ensuring compliance with health measures and promoting vaccination uptake. Conclusion. In summary, the management of COVID-19 in Africa has been characterized by a combination of rapid response, coordination among stakeholders, and significant challenges related to vaccination and compliance. While the continent has made notable progress in managing the pandemic, ongoing vigilance and investment in public health infrastructure are crucial for addressing the long-term impact of COVID-19 and preparing for future health crises. The lessons learned from this experience can guide Africa in developing more resilient healthcare systems and improving health outcomes for its populations. As the continent navigates the complexities of the pandemic, a collaborative and proactive approach will be essential for ensuring the health and well-being of its people.